You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced $200 million of funding for the Housing First initiative in an effort to tackle homelessness. Housing First aims to house long-term homeless people and provide them with permanent residences. The program has, until now, been funded almost entirely by local government. The $200 million will be rolled out over 4 years, with roughly half going towards existing projects and the other half to new developments. I spoke with Ricardo Menendez-March from Auckland Action Against Poverty about the funding announcement, first asking him his thoughts on it.
Look, it's a step in the right direction for central government to be stepping in and providing more funding for Housing First initiatives. But I also think that in the context and the extent of the housing crisis, $200 million over the course of 4 years is actually a drop in the bucket when it comes to budget items. So I would have liked to see far more money going into addressing what's one of the biggest crises we're facing in New Zealand.
Why do you think they're being so, I suppose, frugal when they are recording surpluses in the budget?
Well, I think it has to do with their fiscal policy and what is called their budget responsibility rules, which puts a really limiting cap on how much they can spend and or how much debt they can take, which is why you end up with this announcements on really good things that clearly require a lot of funding. But then when you look at the figures, it's actually not enough to address the issue. Which again, when you take into account that $100 million is being spent in the America's Cup, that kind of tells you that, obviously, that's only twice as much as we're spending on the America's Cup.
And how effective is the Housing First program?
Well, the Housing First program recognizes that in order to address issues such as mental health, substance abuse, and other things that are disproportionately seen in our homeless community, the first thing that we need to do is provide a home, a permanent home. And it also recognizes that for communities that have been chronically homeless, that we need to step in and provide wraparound support to support communities in being able to remain housed and have access to counseling and to addiction support services. So Housing First is in many ways a very comprehensive solution to homelessness. It just needs to be rolled out at a much wider scale than what we're seeing right now.
And this $200 million, has it been a long time coming, an increase like this? Has the funding been kind of stagnant for a while?
Well, councils have been the ones that needed to step in so far to provide funding and or land for Housing First initiatives. But I do think in the context of the extent that this will go towards addressing the homelessness crisis, putting it into context that this is only going to be 1,000 homes out of the 6,400 homes that the government is planning to build in the course of 4 years. And when you put that into next to our social housing waiting list, which is of over 11,000 families, this doesn't even reach half of the number of families waiting for public housing. So, you would need to actually almost fund the Housing First initiative 10 times what they're currently doing in order to address the current demand for housing for people that are in precarious housing situations.
I suppose in terms of the budget as a whole, how are you feeling about this budget? It's sort of tackling of problems like not just homelessness, but poverty and other things.
Oh, look, I mean, the so-called well-being budget so far, what we know is going to be there. We know it's that it's not even going to scratch the surface of the challenges that this government should be addressing. So, on things like welfare, only 3 out of the 42 recommendations from the welfare report that came out a week ago are going to be put into place. When it comes to housing, the government's not planning on even building half the number of houses they need to build to house the people on the waiting list. So, unfortunately, I think this budget's going to be a bit of a fisser in terms of what it actually is going to deliver, and it'll be up to grassroots communities and other groups to step in and demand that the government actually spends the required amount of money to tackle these crises.
And do you think there's enough money going into things like mental health programs and other things that affect the homeless community more than just housing?
Well, I think access to mental health services, as we know, is incredibly expensive and it's a huge barrier, I mean, for the general population, let alone our homeless communities. But, I mean, a lot of the research also shows that for those that are homeless, one of the biggest drivers of mental health well-being is access to a home. So, actually, spending on housing initiatives would reduce the cost substantially of the cost of providing mental health, because you would be addressing a lot of the issues that come with homelessness, a lot of the issues that comes with the uncertainty of whether you're going to, you know, have somewhere safe to sleep every night. But at the same time, I think that far more money should be put into making counseling and other mental health services free for the general population, including those that are homeless.
And do you think there are difficulties around putting a lot of money into these programs because of maybe the public's perception of homelessness?
I think there is a stigma around our homeless community, and unfortunately, the government sort of buys into that by providing very small amounts of funding and not wanting to perhaps being seen as the, you know, giving handouts or whatever other. Discriminatory language is often used by the right, but this is a problem, right? Our government, which calls itself transformational and wanting to champion the politics of kindness, should be leading and challenging these narratives, not buying into them. So I don't think it's justified that just because there is a stigma present, the government needs to be shy about the amount of money spent in addressing these crises.
And you're hopeful that now the government is kind of getting involved and providing funding, there might be more initiatives in the future that they could start to fund?
I'm not sure if hopeful is the word, but I think it creates the basis for those groups from the grassroots to demand for more funding. You know, now that we can see that initiatives like Housing First are doing some really positive change in the community, we can actually ask that far more money is given and prioritized for the provision of public housing. Whether the government actually does this or not will be dependent on whether they are willing to spend the required amount. And so long as they've got the same fiscal policies which restricts them from spending, it's unlikely we're going to see anything much different from the small amounts of funding going for these initiatives.
Great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just that I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks once the budget is announced whether the so-called transformative change is coming. You know, this is the year of delivery, so if we don't see something big as a surprise when budget's announced, I think that's not going to bode well for the government in years to come.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.